Welcome to the new OIT website and our short demonstration of how to fill out the new activity outage form. You'll notice as we go through this short demonstration that the old form from the old website is strikingly familiar to that of the new website. There are not a whole lot of differences here. But let's begin. To start, go ahead and click on the For OIT Staff menu item on the left. This page contains a listing of links relevant to OIT staff, but the one we're going to pay attention to is the OIT Activity Outage Submission Form. Go ahead and click on that link and you'll be taken to our submission form, which you'll notice is very similar to how we had it before. But in case you're not familiar with the form, we'll go over it anyhow. Under the activity type, this is actually very important. Select your relevant category. However, if the outage itself is not finished or is pending approval, ensure the draft option is selected. This will indicate to the OIT Support Center that this outage is not ready to be distributed to the general university community. You have several fields available to you to describe your outage, such as subject, the scope of the outage, a status, event type, duration, description, comments, how it's going to be resolved, and who it's affecting. But the main difference on the new form compared to the old form is the affected service. The new OIT website is very much service-oriented with a service catalog. In this field contains a listing of the services that OIT provides. If the outage that you're submitting is affecting the service, select it from this list by clicking on it. You can select more than one service by holding the Control key on your PC or the Command key on your Mac. The date selector has also been renovated. Rather than the normal pull-downs you're probably used to, you can hit the Set Date button and a calendar will appear. Clicking on a date will automatically fill in the date for you. At the bottom, make sure to set your authority, as well as any distribution list you'd like to send it to, and your name and email address. When you're ready, click on the Submit Activity button. Now let's go back for a minute. Let's say that the outage that you're wanting to send out to the university public is very much similar to one that's been submitted before. If you'd like, you can click on the View Recent Activities link right here, which will prompt you for a login. This page will allow you to view all previously submitted outages and allow you to clone one. Once you've logged in, you'll notice the Recent Activities menu. This will show you the most recent 500 activities that have been submitted to the Support Center. If you see one that is very similar to the one you're submitting, you can click on the Clone button. This will pre-populate our submission form with the information submitted from the previous outage. However, ensure that you scroll down and change the start and end times, as they will be the same as the previous outage. Once you've done that, you can go scroll down and click on the Submit Activity button, and it will be turned to the OIT Support Center for distribution. Thanks for watching. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to contact the OIT Support Center at extension 8300.